Brewer said Smith supports the same things she does, like expanding the state's Medicaid program and adopting the Common Core education standards. The governor acknowledged her move comes more than a week after early voting started and less than 3 weeks before the August 26 primary. But she brushed that aside.
In politics, it's all about the timing, isn't it?
Smith also downplayed the delay in the endorsement he and his supporters have sought now for weeks.
I think those people that have voted early were decided, and they were either coming my way or they weren't. There's still a large number of undecideds, and I think this election is going to go down to Election Day. It has not been decided, and you know, with six people running, there's a lot of people who are still looking at those ballots, wondering which way they're going to go.
If nothing else, Brewer's endorsement should help him get his message out. Smith said his campaign raised $50,000 in less than 24 hours after the first reports that Brewer would publicly back him got out. New funds could prove crucial. The last campaign finance report showed Smith had less than $900,000. That compares with $1.6 million raised by Doug Ducey and $2.3 million for Christine Jones, though most of that came out of her own pocket. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.